Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
M is for magical. I is for incredible. M is for magnificent. I is for something else.
Igloo.
Put those together. What does it spell?
Today's guest is stroke survivor and comedian Mimi Hayes, and we're talking about creativity after a brain injury.
Am I not that little Beaker Muppet that has the little chef hat on? Beaker!
You are kind of Beaker-ish, especially if you do this.
Beaker says, boom, intro done.
No, Beaker does not say that. Beaker says,
hi, I'm Joe.
And I'm Lauren.
And we are
the Neuro Nerds.
Yes, that was on time.
I feel pretty good about that. Welcome to the Neuro Nerds. Hey, who's that tiny pacey stranger over there?
Who's that girl? It's Mimi.
It's me, Mimi Hayes. What's going on, Mimi?
Hey.
So co-hosting with me today is my amazing, my sweet Mimi Hayes here live in studio. It's always a treat to have like a live human being here, because having all these dead people around it. Oh, no, that's really dark really quickly. But there's an energy about having like somebody here as opposed to just doing this like via Skype or not Skype, Squadcast.
Skype,
which
wow.
is what the Neuro Nerds
like a
use.
Million years ago,
isn't it? Like, oh, Joe, you just aged yourself by saying Skype and not Zoom.
Wow.
Well, suck it, centennials. You guys. So what are we going to talk about today, Miss Amazing Mimi Hayes? Oh, I know. We should be talking about creativity post-brain injury, because you just so happen to be one of the most creative people I have ever known. On top of that, you're doing something amazing. You're on the verge of getting back somewhere where you were a year ago, 2 years?
I think it was three.
Three? Was it? Oh, fucking pandemic, man.
Yeah.
Where you were 3 years ago, you just so happened to be overseas doing some amazing things at Fringe.
Yeah.
What is Fringe for the people that don't know?
Okay, so I learned this a few years ago. I can't believe
I didn't
know this.
Was it 3 years ago?
No. Well, yes, actually. But I was a theater person as a kid, but I didn't know about this festival. It is the biggest.
Were you a theater nerd?
Oh, totally.
Come I didn't know on. That.
Yes, you did.
I know you were a hockey nerd, you nerd. I didn't know you were a theater nerd.
Oh, I was both.
How?
I just asked my parents. I was going between rehearsals to hockey games. I was a real champion. Anyway, Edinburgh Fringe. So it is the biggest theater festival in the world. It is turning 75 years old this year.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Geriatric Fringe.
And essentially it's like, I don't know, like, you know, New York City and how it's like crazy.
New York. Yes, I do.
It's like that on steroids.
Mm.
During the year, it's like a sleepy, like old folks town, mm-hmm. which I love that in general. But also in the month of August, it becomes a theater festival like nothing you've ever seen before. I'm talking comedy. I'm talking cabaret. I'm talking clowns. I'm talking kid shows. I'm talking drama. I'm talking musicals. La, 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 la. I'm sorry. it's every single place you walk into is a venue.
It's a cornucopia of talent.
Cornucopia.
Love the word cornucopia. Right. Isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like a cornucopia of not even just theater.
Art. It's
just arts, right?
Yes.
But like physical art almost, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because there's a friend of yours who is going to be joining you this year.
Oh, yeah.
A very attractive friend of yours.
Yes. She's a dancer.
She is. And she taps like a motherfucker.
We can dance if you want to.
We could leave our friends behind. No, but you're not going to leave your friends behind. You're bringing your friend with you.
I'm taking mine with me.
And they're going to be doing the safety dance.
Yes.
Safety dance. By the way, if you know that song, you should know that song. If you don't, look it up. There is a dance attached to that song. It's called the safety dance. It's an actual dance.
I just learned.
And it's like you're kind of making S's with your hands. That's it. That's the whole safety dance.
The end.
I think I'm going to go to Fringe Edinburgh and just do the safety dance for 40 minutes for 30 straight days. Wait, it's 30 days?
Oh, yes. It is the entire month. Yeah. Yeah.
Isn't it exhausting?
Yes.
Damn. Yes. But it's a transformative, amazing experience, correct?
Yes. Absolutely.
And it's very exciting. And we say this because what we need to do is the hashtag that I've started by now, which is hashtag get Mimi to Fringe. So Mimi is running a campaign to get Mimi to Fringe. She's doing
it's called Kickstarter.
She's doing a Kickstarter to help Mimi get to Fringe. And it is a tremendous idea because I've seen some of the things that you did at Fringe and it's spectacular. You know, it's for our community, which is, you know, I think my podcast is geared towards brain injury community or nerds out there or people who just love idiots. Hence me. what you do for our community is just beautiful. The awareness that you spread with your show, with actually being a brain injury survivor, the book that you wrote, just spreading the word worldwide is amazing. So if anybody out there wants to help support Mimi and do so, you can by donating to her Kickstarter. And she's a very appreciative, tiny, pasty white woman.
Yes.
That's how I describe you.
It's me.
Mimi Hayes, tiny, appreciative, pasty white woman. Right? That is accurate.
Yes. So I've done Kickstarters before.
Mm-hmm.
And so the first time I did it was the first time I went to Fringe.
Okay.
And it was great. You know, I was really surprised by the just amazing people who supported me. I had people I didn't even know throw, you know, money at me. And all of that helps me go to this festival and do basically what's impossible for someone like me, which is to perform for an hour every single day for an entire month. And I'm not just talking like, let me just stand in one place and say a thing. I'm talking, I am an acrobat. And I jump around stage and I have crazy characters and nonsense. And I'm also in between. Anytime I'm not performing, I am either going to help somebody else, or I'm jumping around saying, hey, everybody, hi, you know, talking to the people,
right,
shoving food in my face. Yes, absolutely. But it's an extremely exhausting event for somebody like me. And so I'm actually very grateful that my friends are coming because it'll give me a nice, like, hey, I can look at you and be like, hey, I need a safe space right now. Like, or, you know, just not have to really explain myself. And I can go and just take a nap in public. And that is what I did a lot of the time.
Well, what's awesome is, too, is that you're going to have your friend there to literally probably carry you to the place that you're staying.
She is 6 foot two, six foot.
She's a tall glass of water.
She's a tall glass of water.
And you are half a shot. So that's how I would describe the height differential, you know, because you're going to be exhausted. I know. So Mimi, you are a character. You are energy. This is why you and I get along. We're it's a lot of energy. Like it is exactly how I am here. This is just how I am all the time. And Mimi is basically the exact same. She isn't going to be sitting there on a stool with a brick background saying, hey, you haven't noticed how she's not doing that stuff. She's actually putting on a tremendous show for an hour for 30 straight days. It's going to be exhausting. It's going to be a tremendous feat. Mm-hmm. And Mimi has not tremendous feet. They're very small. But her very small feet are going to be performing a tremendous feat for herself as well as the community. So definitely, if you can donate to her Kickstarter and contribute, it would be amazing. All the information and the links are going to be in the show notes. It's a great cause. And again, it's not just for an amazing person, an amazing artist, but it's great what she's doing for our community. So I'm really just, I'm always fucking proud of you, Mimi. I really am. And one thing I wanted to talk about on this show, aside of the fact that we're trying to hashtag get Mimi to Fringe, is talking about creativity after brain injury. Mm-hmm. You are a weirdo. We've established this several times over. Mm-hmm. You were a teacher before pre-brain injury. Stranger. I didn't even know this person was an actual teacher. You taught children that were taller than you because she's a very small person. Once after the brain injury, you're like, oh yeah, this really isn't for me. So you decided to do something that any sane person would do, right? Went into stand-up comedy, which is very weird, but also a very creative thing. It's not like, oh, I'm going to do this thing that has an outline and just fall. Like, you're kind of creating this path for yourself. That's weird.
Yeah.
Is that, did that happen because of the brain injury?
Okay, here's the thing is that my mom likes to say that I got more creative after my brain injury.
Right.
But I wasn't like creativeless. You know, I didn't have no creativity before. Right.
Thank you to our amazing community on Patreon for supporting this podcast.
You can support us too and get different perks and gifts depending on which Neuro Jedi tier you sign up for. For example, if you're on our Neuro Padawan $5 tier, then you're probably listening to this episode a day early before its public release.
Your support helps us grow and continue to create this podcast. Plus, a portion of the proceeds go to a different cause or individual in the brain injury survivor community each month. Sign up at patreon.com/theneuronerds.
But I do think that I had something to say.
What was your outlet before the brain injury? Before you said, I don't want to teach anymore. I want to do this. What was your outlet? Because there had to be something. You had to vent this creativity somewhere.
Oh, I did improv.
Okay.
I did improv.
So you had a little bit of practice.
I had, and that was before I ever did stand up. I did improv. And that taught me the power in like putting your faith in the unknown. Mm-hmm. And well, don't worry, baby. I got the time.
Oh, no.
Baby.
I was just seeing if it was recording, you nerd. They would have never have known that moment. I turned around to look at the computer
no,
to
I'm
see if it was still recording.
You.
Spoiler alert. I was checking because there's been a couple of times that Lauren and I, we've literally gone off like 20-30 minutes. Yeah. And it's like, oh, shit, it wasn't recording. So we had to like reinvent that magic.
Don't worry. We can reinvent this magic, baby, any day. Okay. Back to what I was saying. Improv. So I found the beauty in like improv is getting on a stage with other people and you don't know what you're going to say until you get on stage. And I'd never done stand up before, mm-hmm. but I had always loved Whose Line Is It Anyway? And that was a big thing of mine. And I'd always done theater and kind of scripted things like that. But I got into college and I was like, you know, this is really cool. And I learned that like you could be totally open and be like, I don't know what's going to happen, but I know that person next to me is going to catch me. And they're going to support the hell out of me. So I love that. And I made so many good friends because of that. So that's what I did pre-brain.
Right.
And then for some reason after the brain, I was like, I got some crazy stuff to say and I don't need no one to catch me. I'm going to catch myself.
Ooh.
Here we go. And I would just talk about catheters and wheelchairs and...
Because when I think comedy...
I think catheters.
I think catheters and wheelchairs. Like top of the list.
And granted, not that funny, not that great when I started out, but it was
everybody starts somewhere
that I had that nobody else was talking about.
You know, you were at some point in time, you were number one in the world with catheter and wheelchair humor.
Oh my God,
you
you're
were
right.
The standard. You were the Eddie Murphy. You were the Richard Pryor. You were the George Carlin of catheter humor.
Oh, God.
I think that's brilliant. I really do. You need an award.
Oh, thank you.
It'll just be like a catheter on a wall. I don't even know if it'll be framed. I think it'll just be like stuck up there with tape.
Oh my God.
So you did stand up, which is just bizarre. I still don't understand the processing on how that happened. Have you done a lot of improv after?
Yeah. So that was really like the love that I wanted to keep doing it. And the thing is, after college, everyone grows up and moves away. So you have to like find a team, right?
Right.
Or take a class.
You have to find more Robin, not Robin Hoods. Damn it. You have to find more. Jesus. You have to find more Peter Pans.
Yeah.
People who just, not that they're children, but they just haven't grown out of that, you know?
Yes.
Yeah.
And you find that. And so I actually did seek out an improv class in New York City.
Oh.
Okay. Upright Citizens Brigade.
Hey, I love the Upright Citizens Brigade. Amy Poehler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yes. Amy Poehler. Oh, we should get to her. Can you put a pin in that? Can you think about Amy Poehler in about 15 minutes?
I think about Amy Poehler all of the time. Okay. When I mentioned Mimi Hayes immediately in the back of my mind, I'm like, God, I love Amy Poehler.
Stop! You know,
I wake up in the morning and I'm like, hey, Felice, God, I love Amy Poehler. That's just it's a constant. We got that.
Okay. But I do have. We have to talk about her later. So I
do you ever wish that she married somebody with the last name Bear so she could be Amy Poehler Bear?
I've never thought about that before.
You're welcome. Sorry. Improv?
So I took a UCB class in New York City the summer before I became a high school teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I have a job. Okay. I have like a thing in Colorado. I have like a life that I'm going to start because I'm not brain injured and I'm not whatever.
This is my path.
Let me just, you know, I don't know why. I just needed to just try.
Let me dip a toe. Yeah.
Dip to toe.
Yeah.
And I got back from New York and my mom was like, how was it? And I was like, oh my God, it was so fun. And she's like, well, and I was like, yeah, no, I could never live there. Never live there. It's too crazy. Like me doing comedy
it's
for my
too
whole
crazy,
life.
And I don't have a brain injury.
Not at all. And then I lived there for a while.
After you had a brain injury, Mimi.
While I was, yeah.
You weirdo. It's not like you were just straight brained and you're like, I think I'm gonna make this giant leap in culture from Colorado to New York. You had a brain injury. You continued to try to teach and then you're like, nah, this isn't for me. Are you finding it hard to recover at home after stroke? Find out if Modus Nova can help you by taking their free online assessment at modusnova.com/theneuronerds. If you haven't heard of Modus Nova, they make devices to help folks with a brain injury, like stroke, regain the use of their affected limbs. For example, the Modus Hand is an AI-powered robotic exoskeleton that helps users do exercises and play games, similar to the way an occupational or a physical therapist might manipulate the limb. It helps survivors get in the thousands of repetitions they need to form new neural pathways. It can assist with hand movements or resist them to provide a personalized exercise experience. If this sounds like something you want to try, visit modusnova.com/theneuronerds to learn more. Use special code TheNeuroNerds when you sign up and get a month free with the 30-day challenge. Just visit modusnova.com/theneuronerds to get started. Let me do something that kind of is along the lines of Mimi 2.0. Left Colorado for New York with a brain injury. You moved to the loudest city ever.
But let me tell you why.
Because you're an insane person.
Well, yes. But also, New York is a very creative place.
Very,
though.
Very. It's the Mecca.
And I knew that even though that place scared me, I really wanted to follow the fear. That's what we say in improv. Follow the fear. So I wanted to follow that. And I wanted to see what would happen if I just indulged in that like fantasy. Like, mm-hmm. Could I be a comedian? Could I do it in a big, crazy city like New York City? And I did.
You did.
I did it.
Let me ask you a question. Without the brain injury, would that have ever been on your radar?
No.
Why?
No. I think I would have just been a teacher.
Just followed your path?
I would have just stayed in the status quo because I was shaken from teaching against my will.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to be a teacher for my whole life. And then I did that. And 5 days in, my head exploded trying to tell me, stop that.
Yeah.
And I could not listen, even though my body tried to tell me. I didn't want to listen.
Right.
But eventually, I found that because I had had this experience, I was more creative than I was before. I had new interests. I had new friends. I had new things to say that I couldn't do in the classroom. I had to do it on a stage. And as far as I was concerned, Denver wasn't going to be the top of the mountain for me. Right. I was like, if you're going to be real about it, if you're going to get real, do it before it's too late.
Right.
You know, and I knew about mortality. You know, I was like, I could die any old day now.
Any second. I came really close. Now, do I want to keep on teaching these dumbass kids? No.
No, they were not dumb. They were just challenging.
Okay. Challenging, aka dumbass kids.
No.
Sorry, dumbass kids. You're dumbass adults now, and that's cool.
No.
No?
No, just don't. Just stop. Okay. But I think a lot of people get to this place where they, when they start to pursue a creative life, mm-hmm. whether or not you have a brain injury, right? But like, you start to see things that you can't unsee. Right. I can't unsee how good it makes me feel to be on a stage and make people laugh. And I'm like, well, I felt that before a little bit in the classroom. Yeah, you know why? Because you're performing, because yeah. you're on a stage. And when you make a laugh, when you like make a laugh, when you make a joke, that's
my
brain.
She wasn't an English teacher.
No, I was a history teacher. When you make a joke and your kids even like smile at you, I get like a hit of like, just wow.
Right, the dopamine hits.
It's great. And it's because I've always been a performer. Right. I've always been creative. It's just that the brain injury made me more so. And now I had this crazy story that when I would literally tell people just point blank, my head exploded on a blind date. And I thought that was funny. And then I did thing. And they're like, excuse me? Like, they have to stop and check and make sure that I'm not messing with them.
Right, right.
And the power in that story, the way that people started talking to me and engaging with me when I told that story versus, yeah, I'm a high school teacher and I'm in Denver and I've always wanted... People don't care about that.
No.
I didn't even care about that at that point.
No, you said it right now. I fell asleep twice.
But I think that through my experience, I just had all these things to say. And I also didn't know what to do with it. Like, I was like, I needed to put it somewhere.
Yes.
And that was also where I was writing, and I was writing this book, and I was like, I don't even know who this is for. I don't know what I'm doing, but I need to put this experience somewhere because right. it's trapped in my body and it's making me physically like uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So if you feel that way, you should probably do something about it.
Yeah. Have a stroke and that. No, 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 no. We don't want to do that. I love that you had outlets, and I love that you're just, it's growing. Oh, am I boring you, Mimi Hayes?
No.
Are we looking at our watch? Because you're like, when is this going to be over?
Keeping us on time, Joe.
Oh, that's good.
Because I used to be a teacher and you have to be timely.
Oh, hello. I was a shitty student. Obviously, I'm here to mess with you. So, I love how you had this thing in you. You had to get it out, right? You got out in improv a little bit. You jumped on stage. You got it out. You wrote a fucking amazing book to get it out. Now you've even expanded on that. You're doing a one-woman show. Not just that, you're traveling the earth. The earth. The F at the earth. You're traveling the earth sharing this show. And you're going to be doing it for an hour a day for 30 straight days at Fringe. That's why we're trying to hashtag get Mimi to Fringe with your Kickstarter. Donate, please, if you can. If not, share it with all your friends, family, and coworkers, which I just think is beautiful. I love it so much because I think we all kind of have that thing. And I think anybody out here listening to this, you have that thing in you. We kind of, some of us go our entire lives and not know what that thing is. There's like a bit of an emptiness. There's a bit of a hurt almost, you know, like a sadness of like, I don't really have that thing. Like you work your 9 to 5 and that, well, I've worked at this office for 50 years and I got my gold watch and now I'm going to retire. But like they're miserable. They're just not happy. I'm so happy you found something that made you happy, that brought you that joy. Because I think we all need that outlet. Whatever that is, this has turned into my outlet. I didn't know I needed this. You know, I was asked for years for several of my people to be like, oh, we should do a podcast again. I'm like, whatever you need. I didn't know. I didn't have the confidence in me and I didn't have that thing.
Before the brain injury,
I just followed whatever. Oh, no, I'm supposed to be doing this and I should be doing this. And I'm not a creative, so I don't think I can do that. It shook this thing that I had in me. And now I get it out by being an idiot on my podcast weekly, which is cool.
But it's like, I think it's that sense of purpose behind that because yeah. you and I can both agree when you do the thing, when you make the podcast, yeah. when you do the show, even if one person comes up to you or messages you and says, that meant a lot to me. I've never had someone say what I felt.
It makes me break every time.
Oh my goodness. And can I just say, last time I did Fringe, mm-hmm. I had several brain injury survivors, and actually probably some of that was due to you because you are a crazy person who knows everybody in the world that has ever had anything happen to their head.
Are you a stroke or brain injury survivor looking for a community and support? Well, the Neuro Nerds are here to help.
Join our hashtag USORock Facebook group at facebook.com/groups/USORock to connect with other survivors like you.
Plus, read other inspirational brain injury survivor stories on Joe's blog at josorocks.com/USORock. And submit your stories there as well. We want to hear them.
And remember,
USORock.
They actually, this is my brain injury too. They had messaged me and I had forgotten about it. And they said they were coming to my show. I forgot. But they came to my show. They were a brain injury survivor. And one of them picked up another one of their brain injury survivor friends, drove to Edinburgh from like Glasgow or something. They were in the UK. It was an event.
Right.
Coming to my show was an event. And we like took this photo together and it was so beautiful. And I was crying and I was like, wait, you what? And the court, they're like, we've been talking for weeks. And I'm like, oh, what? Because I was so not with it.
Right.
But it was so special because it was like, you know, those conversations that you can have by being vulnerable and getting it out, whatever medium that is. We know lots of different kinds of artists in this community, people who do painting and crafts and, you know, podcasts and theater, and it's all kinds of fun stuff, but you have to be like vulnerable enough to like put it out there. And then once you do, you're just met with like all this purpose and all of this vibes of other people being like, I've never had anyone say that before. Then I related to that, what you said.
That's what it is. I talk to a lot of people. It's insane, Mimi. Like I tell people, if you looked at my DMs, you'd be like, God damn, your face would melt. Like at the end of Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Yes.
Like the Ark of the Covenant opened up. You'd be like, oh my gosh. it's crazy. But so many people need this outlet and they depend on you and I. This is why, like, I'm so adamant. It's like, look, we have to kind of let this artist free, because it, just like so many other things in the community, it's not just for us. Yes, it's for you. I always say, look, it's for you. It has to be. You have to make yourself the priority. You have to be the one. You're doing these things because it makes you feel a certain way. You're sharing this story because you have to get this out to the people, right? You have to get it out of you and out into the ether. There are so many people that need that. Because they need to know that they're not alone. They need to know that somebody that has something that they're going through did this thing. You know, we're speaking for those who can't speak for themselves. And that's why I share as much as I do on the podcast and try to get as many different kind of, I don't know, thoughts and people and stories out there, because people need to hear it. And I'm so thankful that you are doing it on so many different levels. Mimi, you do it on stage when you're doing stand up. Because you're talking about catheters and wheelchairs. By the way, that's exclusively what you talk about.
No, it's not.
You're doing your one woman show worldwide. You've written an incredible book. So like you're just sharing this. And it just makes me so happy as your friend, obviously, because I love everything that you do. But as just a pillar in this community, because that's what you are. Mm. I'm so thankful that you do that, because I know the impact that it has on so many people. I'm so thankful for that. And that's why we need to hashtag get Mimi to Fringe. That's what we need to do. We need to really like get this. And it's not like, you know, we're going to put you in a suitcase and we're just going to like get you out of there. It's not. Fringe is its own weird thing. It's indescribable what it is. It's a crazy, amazing event. And I'm so like, I don't even want to say surprised, because I'm never surprised at anything you do, because you're just amazing. I'm just surprised anyone can get through Fringe. It seems like a fever dream. So I would say, stimulation wise, how does that work out for you?
I hate it. Let me just tell you, without my... Actually, oh no, I need to get a new pair. Oh my God.
Oh, yours just broke.
My headphones.
No!
Okay, I have noise.
Hashtag get Mimi headphones.
I have noise canceling headphones that save my life. I need to wear those when I'm out and moving about in the town, because it's very overstimulating to be in a crazy hectic town where everywhere you go, there's a show and there's people.
And not just people, people are on. Yeah.
And so like that definitely saved me. I had like a really like chill like playlist I had that now I like can't find for the life of me, obviously, but it was just like relaxing and I would play it. That was how I got through, because a lot of the times I couldn't just go home. I had to work for somebody else the first time I did it. Mm. So I was like working and running somebody else's show and then putting on mine and then like, oh, I got to feed myself. And oh, I have to like flyer and I have to give people flyers. Right. And oh, I want to go to, I want to do things. I want to go to a show.
This isn't a vacation.
That's a day. That's one single day. What I just described. And you get home and you just start crying. And then you wake up and you're like, I have to do that again. Oh my God.
You're painting the most beautiful picture of this experience, but this is the reality. So the thing is, some people will be like, well, why am I going to contribute to this Kickstarter to get this chick to Scotland? Scotland?
Yeah.
Ireland?
Scotland.
Yeah, one of those where they drink a lot.
Scotland.
Where they had haggis.
Haggis.
You know, it's not that. This is not a glorious vacation.
No.
This isn't. This is an event. You're going to be doing more work in those 30 days. You're going to be working harder than you have from here until then. I got to tell you, you'll probably be working harder than you have this entire year.
Well, that hurts my feelings, but you're right.
I know you've been slacking and it's okay. I mean, you know, and we're going to get you to Scotland.
Yes.
Yeah. You want to know who's in Scotland?
Jamie Fraser.
Who the hell is Jamie Fraser?
My husband.
I don't know who that is. Is he the colonel?
No.
I hate him and his wee beady eyes and smug look. Oh, you buy my chicken. Oh, that's my favorite. I hope you guys got that reference.
That is a good reference.
I know Jamie Kennedy is definitely not that guy, but we are going to hashtag get Mimi to Fringe. I was going to say get Mimi to Edinburgh. That doesn't roll off the tongue.
Not as great as get Mimi to Fringe.
We're going to get Mimi to Fringe. And I'm just so thankful for everything that you do. We're doing the socials.
Yes.
You can reach out to Mimi at Mimi and the Brain.
Oh, I hardly checked that one, dear.
Nope. We're going to Mimi Hayes.
Brain.
Mimi Brain.
Hayes Brain.
That's what it is. You know, you can attempt to reach out to my tiny ass kicking co-host Lauren at Lauren L. Manzano on Instagram. You can reach out to me at Joseph Rocks on all the socials. You can reach out to us at the Neuro Nerds everywhere.
All right. That's good enough for me.
Dad, how could you hate the Colonel? Because he puts in a an addictive chemical in his chicken, makes you crave for nightly smart ass. So I married an axe murderer. The episode is done. YouTube the trailer. Go outside. There's no more Blockbuster. So just buy the movie. I think it might be on Netflix on one of those. It's a must see. Please. Also, hashtag get me to Edinburgh. That's what we're doing. Great. That's what we're doing here. It's going to happen. I'm so thankful, Mimi. I love you. You are absolutely incredible. And on that amazing Mike Myers impression from So I Married an Axe Murderer, this Neuro Nerd is out. It's Edinburgh, not Spain. What is happening?
I don't know.
If you enjoy listening to this podcast, please consider leaving us a 5-star review on the Apple Podcast app. Your reviews help us grow and reach more listeners like you.
Find us by searching for the Neuro Nerds on the Apple Podcast app today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.